We're going to be in Deuteronomy 11 today, so if you guys got your Bible handy with you, grab it, and let's go to Deuteronomy 11. You're probably thinking, Old Testament? Yeah, we're kicking it Old Testament these days, all right? We're going to be preaching a little message today about summer. I'm going to start a new series with you guys that we're going to do on Wednesdays now for just a little bit called Summer Success or Summer Storms. Let's do this right, though, and start with a word of prayer. Lord God, thanks for the Ives, Lord. That was just amazing, God. It's so amazing to see your people, God, worshiping you in spirit, Lord, and in song. God, it's so powerful to see everybody here, Lord. We're young, God, but we love you. We want to worship you, God, and now with our minds, by paying attention, Lord God. Lord, I'm just so blown away, and I'm just so grateful of this group that we have here together, Lord. We just give you this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Man, I remember being in school, you guys, and I remember when it was summertime, those last couple days of the year were like the best. It was like you had so much time. You were just thinking about all the things that you were going to do this summer. You had so much to look forward to. Like everybody would have a party all the time. You guys would always hang out. You'd be sleeping in. You'd have freedom. You'd have all these things going on. I mean, the possibilities were endless. I mean, check this out. When I used to get out of school, this is what we used to do, right? I lived on a very busy street, right? I mean, like people passing by back and forth all the time. And what did me and my friends do? This was like high school. So we're like 17 years old, like 8 grown men, you know, at least pretty old, you know, we're like 16 or 17. We went and got a kiddie pool and we put that kiddie pool like right in my yard. And we sat down and just sat in the kiddie pool all day in the summer. Because that was just awesome. And that's what you can do in the summer. You have this freedom to do whatever you want. So people would be passing by in their cars, honking at us, and there would be like 8 guys just hanging out in a kiddie pool. It only came up to like our waist, but man, it was like the best thing. You can do that. You can do something every single day outside. I loved being outside. Except when you heard those dreaded words, there's a storm coming. There's a storm headed this way. It like threw a wrench into everything that I ever wanted to do that day. I mean, you couldn't go play outside anymore because your mom's like, listen, I don't want you to get toast to a crisp by some lightning, right? So you can't go outside. You can't go swim because then the wind is all, I mean, this happened last night. It got windy and then I froze to death, you know, because that wind, it gets really cold in the night. Dude, you can't barbecue because, I mean, you can't have open flame and rain. I mean, it just totally goes out. So you had to stay inside all day and maybe even all night if it continued like that, dude. It was such a bummer and such a waste of time for me when a storm came into my life during the summer when I was a little younger. Today we're going to start this series, like I said, called Summer Success or Summer Storms. And we're going to see how, just like in the summer, just as in our Christian life, we're going to have storms that come into our life. And we're going to see how to steer clear of all these problems that we're having, you guys. A storm can cancel your plans. That's exactly what we're going to look at tonight. We're going to see how just like that can cancel your plans and ruin everything you wanted to do. That's so how it is with our walk with God. Over the next several weeks, you guys, we're going to, on Wednesdays and Wednesdays only, we're going to be looking at some things in this summer that can turn into large storms of your life. Just like a storm can cause trouble on a beautiful sunny summer day, so can other types of storms cause trouble in our lives as Christians. We're going to look at many things over these next several weeks, like managing your time. We're going to talk about dealing with the opposite gender. We're going to talk about possible problems with peer pressure and temptation and things like that that'll come up. Dealing with your parents. All of these things that could cause trouble for us this summer. Today we're going to see how all these topics that we're going to cover over these next couple of weeks all start with this choice that God has given us, a choice each and every day. And how what we choose to do with our time and what decisions we make will affect everything we do. You guys, storms will always happen in our lives, but they do not have to ruin our summer. They don't have to ruin our lives as Christians. So if you got your Bible handy, Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today. And a curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I commanded you today to go after gods which you have not known. First, before I get into this, let me give you a little what's going on here, okay? I want to start off by saying that we are no longer under this curse that God talks about right here. If we have given our lives and given ourselves to God, then Romans tells us that in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation anymore. So we know that this curse doesn't exist anymore. So if you've given to your life to Jesus, this curse doesn't exist anymore. And well, if you haven't, then you have something to worry about. But I want you to think of this curse in a different way. I don't want you to think of it as like some magical curse, right? With some like witch in her like big wart, you know, like stirring her pot and stuff like that. And she's like saying abracadabra, making these potions and doing all these things. This curse that God was speaking of was in reference to a covenant that was made between Israel and God. And this covenant was by both parties, by God and Israel. And they both agreed to keep these terms. That the blessings would benefit Israel if they kept their part in the covenant. They would receive land, they would have fruitful crops, and they would be able to defeat their enemies. However, a curse would fall upon Israel if they broke the covenant. Only if they broke the agreement. Then they would forfeit all the blessings that God said he would give them, and they would risk invasion from their enemies, maybe leaving, having to leave their land, maybe a non-fruitful crops, a bad economy back in that day. But today we're going to take this example of a curse and a blessing and turn it into this choice to obey God or to go our own way and to receive God's blessing and God's favor and to not go alone, but to go with God. That's the 50% chance here that I'm talking about. It's a choice. It's obey or disobey. There's a 50% chance that you could get it right. So the first point that I'm going to get on is called, you can have better weather. I'm going to read verse 26 one more time. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. So the first part I want to focus on is that verse, verse 26. He says, I set before you a blessing and a curse. So clearly God is in control here, right? He says, I have set out this for you today. I have set out these two options. I have set out this blessing or this curse. So God is clearly in control here. So what does God set out for you each day? Now, maybe you don't want to hear this, but God hasn't just set out for you guys amazingness and fun and all this great blessings. Yes, those are also in your guys' path. However, there's also things that God has set out for you, and that's things like obstacles. He sets obstacles in our way, you guys, and he sets out hard times for us because times of trial is what makes our faith what it ought to be. Time to prove our love and our love for God. You know, Jesus proved his love to us, right? I mean, he did the ultimate. He died for us. He died willing. And it's sometimes just like Jesus was chosen to prove his love for us and he did it willingly. Sometimes God calls us to prove our love to him by choosing to obey what he wants us to do. You see, you guys, you can't control what God has set out for you, but what he gives you doesn't have to be horrible. It doesn't have to wreck your summer. It doesn't have to be this horrible thing. It's actually something good for you. It's something that's going to bring about growth in your guys' life as a Christian. It's going to be something awesome. Just like the weather, like we talked about, that you can't control, but you can decide not to get upset about it. You know what I mean? Like back then when I was younger, I chose to get like all mad about it. And I was like, dang it, I got to be inside now. And dude, who wants to be inside? All there is just lameness there. You know what I mean? I mean, summer's all about being outside, you know? So it's up to us to be cool with these obstacles, to be cool with these things that God sets out for us. I mean, maybe you guys have heard this saying before, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You guys ever heard that saying before? No. No? Okay, well, let me explain it, right? Okay, so you probably like have never been in the grocery store, right? And your mom's like, hey, you should eat more fruit. What kind of fruit do you want to eat? And you're like, lemons. You know what I mean? Who like just eats lemons for a snack? You probably do. I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I mean? But if you take some other ingredients, you take a little bit of sugar and you take a little bit of more water and you squeeze those lemons, then you get lemonade. So you've chosen to make something epic like lemonade out of something that's bitter and sour like lemons. If the weather gets bad outside, then you just need to come up with a sweet plan to have fun inside, right? I mean, that's a way to make lemons out of lemonades. It doesn't have to ruin your day. It is us who chooses to be upset about it, and waste the rest of our day. But that's so it is for God. We can come up to something in our day, this decision to do what God wants you to do and what you know is right, or we can choose to disobey and deal with what comes with after that. When we come to a storm in our lives, we can choose to make lemonade, or we can choose to be bitter about the consequences that we have in our lives. We can thank God, you guys, for these tough things that he's put in our lives. I know it's hard to say that, but we really can thank God because it makes us stronger. Although it hurts, it makes us stronger. I mean, have you seen like a bodybuilding competition? A lot of you, right? I mean, those guys are serious, like gigantic bodybuilder muscles. And what do they have to do to get these gigantic muscles? They have to lift weights repeatedly, you know, several times to get these huge muscles. And what does it do? It hurts. I mean, these guys have sore muscles for a long time. You know what I mean? And so, although it hurts, it's growth. By breaking down that muscle, it's going to build up into something stronger. And that's how it is for our Christian life. We're going to be broken down by these obstacles, by these tough things, but it's only going to make us stronger. Verse 26 says, today, God has set us a choice. It doesn't say, hey, this year, this month, this decade, I've set out for you a choice. It says, today, God is showing us that every single day we will be faced with a tough decision. Today, I set out for you, he says. He's talking about today. Do you guys remember in the Bible where it says, don't worry about tomorrow, for today's worries are sufficient for themselves? You know, our God loves to deal with us on a day-to-day basis. Or when the Israelites wandered in the desert, what happened? If they took more than one day's worth of manna, except for the Sabbath, it rotted on them, right? Or my favorite, God's mercy renews every morning. You guys, God is saying here that we need to look out for these storms each day, and that these things each day will either strengthen us or weaken us. Each day we need to be aware of these things. So when these storms hit your life, you have two choices: to obey and to disobey. The first is going to be found in verse 27. I'm reading 27. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command for you today. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command for you today. Now here's what I don't want you guys to think, okay? I don't want you to think that if you obey God, that means you're never going to have problems in your life, or that every single thing in your life is going to be perfect. We know that's not true. But here's what I do want you guys to know: that choosing to go God's way is always going to be better than choosing not God's way. Obeying God does not mean the end of problems, but it does mean that despite your problems, you guys will have peace because you can trust that God is in full control and that he knows everything. When you guys follow Jesus and obey, your skies will be sunnier. Sunnier. Not without storms, but sunnier. Better. You know what I mean? That so-called storm that you're going through, if you just obey God because you know that God wants what's best for you, then you can just do that. You know what's best for you. It's better to go with God's way than ever to go your own way or to go the devil's way. Like, think about this, you guys, right? I mean, so say your mom says, or your dad says, hey, take out the trash. Like, taking out the trash is no fun, right? Of course it's not any fun. But it's a lot better than not taking out the trash and then dealing what she's going to do with later, right? I mean, that's how it is with God, you know? Like, sometimes he tells us to do things and says, hey, I want you to do this. And we're like, oh, but that doesn't sound fun, God. I don't want to do those things. But it's a lot better than the consequences of saying, no, God, I won't do that. I'm going to do it the other way. And then we have to deal with the repercussions, just like it is with our parents. Same with God. You guys are always going to be glad that you stuck with the Lord, that you followed what he wanted in your life. It's like coming to a fork in the road, you guys, and you have these two decisions on which way to go, but there's someone there with you at this fork who says, I know the way. I actually have a map. And that's how it is with God, because every single storm and trial you guys go through in your life, he's going through it with you. Although the road may not be smooth, you guys, sometimes, even when we're traveling with God, the road may not be smooth. It's still the road to our home, and our home is heaven. This isn't our home, you guys. This is a place where we are strangers, where we're not of this world. You guys have heard that. That's why we're not of this world, because our home and our citizenship is in heaven. So although the road may be bumpy sometimes, it's the road that leads to heaven. God said, I will deliver you from your enemies if you obey. That doesn't mean we're not going to have to battle. God said, I'll deliver you from your enemies. But that doesn't mean that necessarily sometimes we don't have to engage in the battle, right? And we're getting engaged in the battle a lot. You know how it is. Our enemy is constantly wants us to doubt our faith, to not pay attention in here, to make fun of anything that's going on here. You know what I mean? He's constantly wants us to do those things. We know, though, that we have victory through Christ. We know that we're going to have tribulation or troubles, if you want to say it like that, no matter what this world, no matter what in our world here. But we also know that we can have victory, you guys, over sin, over any of our problems, over any of our temptations. But that all starts with just obeying what God wants from us, you guys. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. A rewarder. God. I can't even imagine what God would shower upon us if we would just obey what he had to do for us. God is going to bless us abundantly, you guys, but that only comes with following with what he asks. But it's up to you guys, each person personally. Nobody can make the decision for you, not your parents, not your teachers, not your best friend, nobody. In the end, it's up to you to make the choice to follow Christ and to obey what he wants from you. God is in full control right now, you guys. In the midst of all this trouble that we see in the world, watching the news is a depressing thing sometimes. But in the midst of all these things, you guys, God is in full control. And maybe some of you guys are feeling that trouble. Maybe some of your parents have lost their jobs. Maybe you feel depressed, you guys. But God stands in full control of everything. And he wants to get a hold of you. He wants to get a hold of your heart. And he stands ready to forgive you of all the things that you've ever done if you would just give him your heart and start obeying him. It always feels good to do what is right and to do what God asks of you. You know, I'm just like anybody else, you guys. I have these temptations every day too. I have decisions too to do this or do that. And sometimes I have stumbled. And then it ruins the rest of my day. Like, I can't think about anything else but my sin. And even just like David said, and I think Psalm 51, he said, my sin is ever before me. Because when you follow God with your whole heart and you do something that's contrary to what you know he would want you to do, it just rips you up inside. You know what I mean? It sticks with you all day, and it's so hard to get that out of your mind. But if you guys choose to do what God wants you to do, it's a great feeling. You're never going to be sad about that. There's been times, many a times, that I've had victory over my temptation. And I'm like leaving, doing something, and I'm just like praising God, like, yes, I'm so glad that I didn't give into that. I'm growing. I'm doing great. This is so good. Praise the Lord. However, the ability to disobey definitely comes the ability to obey means you definitely have the ability to disobey if you guys want to. Let's read verse 28. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn away from which I have commanded you today. We're going to read just that first part. Dude, I read that. I was actually listening to a preacher talk about this kid one time. And him and his wife, they're sitting in the airport, right? And they're just like waiting for their plane. And there's a mom right there. And she's just hanging out. And her little son's playing with her, his truck. And he's like, you know, moving it around on the floor and stuff like that. And she's like, okay, Jacob, mommy wants you to pick up your stuff and let's get on the plane. And so, you know, you think like, oh man. And so the little boy, he says, picks up the little toy and walks over to his mom. And you're like, oh, what a sweet little dude, man. Like, I can't believe he totally did that. Grabs his mom by the cheeks and says, no! And then returns to go back and play with his toys. I mean, isn't that insane? But that's essentially what we're doing to God, you guys. We have this choice to obey or to disobey. We're like this little boy telling his mom, no, You know what I mean? Because we want to continue on and have our own fun. We don't want anybody telling us what we want to do, right? But you guys know how it is, right? I mean, who in here has been grounded or been in trouble with your parents before, right? I mean, if you haven't been in trouble with your parents, then, you know, then that's just insane. You are, but why do we get in trouble? Because we're doing something that your parents don't want you to do. We're doing something that somebody doesn't want you to do, right? That's why you get in trouble. You've broken a law. I mean, your mom's like, hey, go clean up your room. And instead of doing that, you go watch TV and eat a bag of Cheetos. You know what I mean? And then she comes out and you're like macking on these Cheetos and your hands all got orange all over it. You know what I mean? When you eat all those Cheetos and you're just watching TV and then she just gives you that look and you're like, oh no. And you can almost see like the steam like popping out of her ears. You know, you're like, oh, I'm so in trouble. You know what I mean? And you get in trouble because you didn't obey what she wanted you to do. But that's how it is with God, you guys. He asks us to do things. And then we disobey, and then we get in trouble. We have storms come upon us. We have these hard times that we don't necessarily have to deal with. When we disobey, we have more storms in our lives, and they happen more frequently. You hear that? It's not that you have, when you obey, you get no storms. It's that you get less storms. And when you disobey, you still get storms. You just get them more frequently and probably more severe because you have said, hey, God, I don't need your help anymore. More storms. Either way, disobeying means a lot more storms. You're never glad, you guys, that you disobeyed God. You may say that. Somebody may be in here now saying, I don't care about this. I don't care about God. I don't care about disobeying. There will come a time in your life where you will be sorry for what you have disobeyed the Lord in. Because you know that he knows everything. I mean, imagine if somebody who had the answers to a test came up to you and said, hey, I want to help you with this test. And you were like, no, I don't want any of your help. And he's like, dude, but I know the answers to all the tests. I could totally help you out. I mean, who would deny that, right? I mean, God has all the answers to everything, all the answers to these storms that we could avoid. And we're telling him no through our disobedience. God knows all the answers, and he knows exactly what it's like to have this choice to be tempted, you guys. Remember what Jesus did, you guys? Jesus was tempted for 40 days in a row, and he was tempted with, like, crazy stuff. I mean, remember when the devil said, hey, I mean, he was, like, starving to death, right? He's starving. He hasn't eaten in so long, and the devil's like, hey, make that stone into bread. I mean, Jesus had the power to like turn that stone into a Krispy Kreme donut or something epic. You know what I mean? I mean, he had that power. But what did he do? He chose to obey the Father and said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by the word of the Father. Or how about when the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and he said, hey, I'll make you ruler over everything. This is all mine. And we know that this is all the devil's. The devil does rule this earth. These kingdoms are his. And the devil says, hey, you guys, you can have all these kingdoms. Just bow down to me. And Jesus says, get out of here. Get behind me. Because he chose to live by what God wanted to say. He chose to obey, to do what his Father wanted. And look what happened to him. God exalted him over all creation. God made him, he was like, you know, God was like, here's the key to everything, man. You're the boss. This is, everything is yours now. If Jesus would have sinned, it would have been all over. We would have never been able to make it. We would have never been able to be saved. We wouldn't be here. We'd have no reason for salvation. It's only through him and Jesus' obedience that we're here. So now we're called to obey. It would be a mess because Jesus is the only one who could have redeemed us, and he redeemed us through his obedience. You guys need to be looking to the sky for clouds. And by that, you guys, I mean, you know what I mean. You guys can make that similarity, right? You know that when you're outside playing, you're hanging out with your friends, and these huge, nasty clouds start to roll, and you see lightning in the distance, you hear thunder, it's like, time to get inside, you know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy who gets toasted by the lightning, you know what I mean? So you know you have to take cover. But it's the same in our Christian life when we have storms come upon us, you guys. Storms that are temptation. Storms of things and people who want us to do what's contrary to what you guys are getting taught here, what the Bible says. We need to take cover as well, but we need to take cover in the Lord because Jesus is our shelter. He's our shelter from the storms. Remember when Jesus said, if you love me, then you will obey me. That is huge. Jesus made a direct correlation between love and actions. That means if all you guys here say you love Jesus, but then you're going out there not living like a Christian, then you really don't love Jesus. Because Jesus says, if you love me, then you obey. It's that easy. Obey equals action. Action equals, or obeying equals love. Love equals actions. Listen, you guys, but here's what I want you to know. You're never going to be perfect. That's not what this is about. It's not saying that every single storm you come to in your life, that every single decision that you're going to come to, that you're going to be completely perfect. You don't have the ability to be perfect. Only Jesus had the ability to be perfect. You guys cannot be perfect. But this is what it does mean. That you do not have to give in to your sin and your temptation. Here's what you should be looking for in your life, you guys. Decreasing sin and up and increasing righteousness, godliness. That's what you should be looking for. You should be increasing in godliness and decreasing in your old self, in your old sin nature. You know what I mean? You guys don't want to face the devil by yourselves. The devil will chew you up and spit you guys out. It is only through the perfect relationship of with God, through Jesus and his sacrifice, and our obedience to him that we can have victory over these temptations. It's only through that perfect relationship, you guys. You guys don't want to take your own path. You know what the Bible says, you guys? The Bible says that there is a way that seems right to men, but that path leads to death. You know, we all have it in us to think that we know the way, we know what's best for ourselves. You know, God, I know you gave me that suggestion, but this is better. The Bible has clearly warned us here to not do that, because the Bible says that there's a way that seems right to you and me, but it leads to death. It leads nowhere. It leads to destruction. It doesn't lead to God or godly things. Be on guard for storms that will wreck your Christian life, you guys. Be on guard for these storms this summer. And this brings us to our last point, you guys, and we'll finish up. Beware of oncoming clouds. That's what I called this point. Verse 28. And the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I commanded you to go after other gods which you have not known. So what are these storms? What are these clouds that can come and ruin our Christian life if we don't choose to obey the Lord? It says other gods. It says if we turn into and fall into other gods, we'll fall into this curse or trouble like we defined it earlier. Curse equals trouble for us. And what are these other gods that God is speaking of? Well, they're anything that you guys will put above God, anything that you guys will put above your time with God. And these are the things that we're actually going to be covering over the next several weeks in our study. These are things like, maybe all day you guys have been just really enjoying summer, like sleeping in till 1, get up for like 10 minutes, play some Xbox, go back to bed, you know what I mean? Instead of doing what you should be doing, which is studying your Bible. There's nothing wrong with playing Xbox, you guys. There's nothing wrong with sleeping in. There's nothing wrong with those things. But if they take the place of your time that you should be spending with the Lord each day, then those have become other gods. And then it turns into trouble, just like our text tells us right here. Or maybe you're lusting after a girl or a boy this summer. Maybe you're disobeying your parents. It could be any of these things. But these are the things that we're going to cover over the next week, because I want you guys to avoid trouble this summer. All these things are sinful and can become like foreign gods if we let them rule in our lives. So, you guys, this summer can set the tone for the rest of your year. If you guys reap bad habits this summer, then those habits go with you for the rest of the year until you break them. And it's only going to be harder to break them later on. But what I want you guys to walk away with today is that all of these things that you guys are going to face in life, all these tough decisions start with a choice, a simple choice of either obeying what God wants of you or disobeying. If we choose to do what is wrong, then we have nothing and nobody to blame but ourselves when things blow up in our face, right, you guys? I mean, we have no one to blame but ourselves for these repercussions of what's going to happen if we choose to go our own way. But if we choose to follow God, then who cares when the clouds come in rolling, right? Who cares? Because Jesus is our umbrella. Jesus is our umbrella. And when the rain starts to come down and pour, then you can just pop up that little tent, which is Jesus, and he shields us from the trouble so that during the storm, we can continue to live our lives as Christians and not be affected by this storm. Just like we talked about in the beginning, you guys, when storms come in, sometimes you have to go inside. You know, sometimes your parents or somebody says, hey, you got to come in. It's not safe out there. It's cool. You know, you can make up a new game. You can still enjoy life. You can still stay inside, even if it's for a while. Who cares? Because when you have trouble in your life, you have to take refuge as well. But we take refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we take our refuge during our storms. And we wait for him to take care of all of the trouble. And we rest in him until the storm passes. And then once the storm passes, we rejoice in his light, that he has covered us. Love him through your obedience, you guys. Love him through your obedience. The party of following Jesus just doesn't stop because a little storm comes into our lives. Let me tell you this. Jesus doesn't go on rain delay. You guys have probably seen, you know, a baseball game, rain delay, golf game, rain, like everything. A little bit of drop of rain and everything goes on rain delay. But when a storm in your Christian life, like trouble and temptation and sin comes in your life, Jesus takes no rain delays. He is with us every single time. Jesus is our shelter from the storms, and he not only is our shelter, but he bears all of the storms, and all we have to do, you guys, is abide in him, okay? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for being our shelter, God, our refuge. God, I'm so excited that when something comes down, when I see clouds on the horizon in my Christian life, that I can take refuge, God, in you. That you take the storm for me, God. Lord, I pray that anybody here who's not living their life like they ought to be, God, for you this summer, would make a 180, God, and they would come directly back to you, Lord. And just like we sang tonight, Lord, that they would come back and do the things they used to do. Lord God, I just pray that anybody here who's wrestling with anything, God, thinking about salvation, who hasn't given their life to you, Jesus, that they would seek out me, they would seek a leader tonight, God, and they would make it a point, Lord God. Lord, I just ask that you take us out of here safely. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, guys, you're free to go, but if you need any prayer, we got leaders. I'll be up here, guys, all right? So God bless you. We'll see you Saturday, okay?